Welcome to episode 44 of Life with Mitty. This episode, we'll talk about the newest step towards full self-driving, traffic light and stop sign control. We'll talk about what it can do today, what it probably will do soon, and what you need to know if you decide to enable it. Wow, this just happened a few hours ago, and you can probably hear in the background some rain. That's going on here in St. Peters, Missouri, but anyhow, back to the story. 2020.12.6? I was expecting my next version to be 2020.12.10. I was on 2020.12.5. And when I got the message, I thought, wait a minute, that's weird. There were rumors at the time that it was an EAP version, so EAP is Early Access Program. Sometimes known as TEAP, Tesla Early Access Program. Well, I'm kind of used to getting these new versions early. Remember December 24th, 2019? One of the first in the St. Louis metro area to get the new voice commands capability? That started my role as the moderator for the voice commands list. And the first version of Navigate on Autopilot. I was one of the first to get that. And you know, back then, I remember taking it out early that morning after the software downloaded and Mitty tried to kill me twice. Yeah, she would take the exit. Of course, back then you had to hit the turnstalk to confirm a lane change it wanted to do. Remember those days? And I would do that and the car would proceed to go down a 40-mile-per-hour ramp at 75 miles an hour. Yeah, I'd have to hit the brakes really quick because Mitty was trying to kill me. I was about ready to rename her Christine. Well, back to the story. So this is all about 2020.12.6. Oh my goodness. We finally have traffic light and stop sign control in public beta. Now here's what it can do today. My observations from our first 20-mile drive we just took a couple of hours ago. First of all, it works with traffic-aware cruise or auto-steer. Within 600 feet of a stop sign or a traffic light, the car will display a message depending on if it's a green light, a yellow or a red light, or a stop sign. If it's a green light, it'll ask you to press the accelerator or the gear stalk to confirm the car should proceed. If you don't do that, within 300 feet, the car will start to slow down for a green light. Now, sometimes pressing it too early means you'll have to do it again. Yes, you're going to have to confirm that the car should go through an already green-lighted intersection. If the light changes after you confirm to proceed, the car will slow down and come to a complete stop at the line. And no, it doesn't speed up to try and beat the yellow. If it's a yellow or red light or stop sign, the car starts slowing down in anticipation of needing to stop within 600 feet. One word for this action is it's smooth. Oh, it was wonderful. Not jerky, not surprising, not concerning. Smooth. Now, once you've stopped at a red light, nothing happens until the light turns green and you tap the accelerator or the gear stalk. Takeoff can sometimes be a little slow. It varied a lot. Even in that 20 miles, I probably went through 12 to 15 intersections, so I had at least a limited amount of data to go by. Yet some of those takeoffs seemed pretty slow and I had to add accelerator. Once you've stopped at a stop sign, nothing happens until you tap the accelerator or the gear stalk. That's what it does. It's very simple, very easy. But here's what it can't do today. Turn lanes. It has no clue, okay? If you turn on autopilot in that turn lane, it's not going to take the turn. Also, it's not going to check that the way is clear. That's why you have to confirm in the first place. You probably thought when I told you that it's a green light, you have to confirm to go through it. You may have thought I misspoke. No, that's what you have to do. You are confirming that the way is clear. Currently, the software is not doing it. Now, at some point, it's going to have to. It also can't handle complex intersections. Now, I went through a couple that were like those double diamond, and it did okay. But again, I've been through some really complex intersections. I can't imagine this software getting it right at this time. It's going to take more data. Going above the posted speed limit. You can't do that today. Yeah, so you're used to on city streets, if you're like me and you run autopilot, which I do, I use basic autopilot anytime it's enabled. I like the extra safety. And no, I don't pay less attention. I pay just as much attention. That way I get the benefit of the extra safety that autopilot provides. But now you can't do 5 miles above the posted speed limit if you have this turned on. What am I doing? I'm goosing the go pedal so that I can go faster. The other thing I'll be checking on with some additional drives is I know the map data isn't always correct with speed limits and what's posted. Sometimes they're off by as much as 20 to 25 miles an hour. And it's usually slower in the map data than it is the posted speed limit. So guess what? The car is going to go that slower speed. That is something I'm going to have to watch out for. What will it probably do soon? Well, as more fleet data is captured and analyzed, the behavior will get better. Think about the early days of Navigate on autopilot. We had to confirm everything the thing did. Now, we confirm very little. The same thing's going to happen with this feature. We won't have to do the green light confirmations. I got a feeling at some point in time, pretty soon, that's going to be something you can turn off. And when that happens, the car is going to have to be able to check that the way is clear. It's going to have to self-confirm that the way is clear. It'll have to handle turn lanes and we'll get back our +5 miles per hour on traffic aware cruise so that we're not driving like grandma. What do you need to know if you decide to enable it? First of all, please be careful. This is new software. This is brand new stuff. Don't assume it'll get the intersection right. Always be ready to take over. Remember, you're helping test something in public beta. Now, here's something I definitely want you to do regardless whether you're going to use this feature or not. If you're just using basic autopilot, nav on autopilot, whatever it is, keep your cameras clean. I keep with me lens cleaners. You know, the prepackaged ones that you rip open, single use? Yeah, I got them in the car. I use those whenever I know that my cameras are probably dirty, like after going through a rainstorm or driving on a dirty road or during the winter time. I will work to keep my cameras clean. The more features like this we get, the more that's going to be important. And you can always turn it off if you want, but you have to turn off traffic aware cruise control or autopilot to be able to disable it. You can disable it anytime you want. So to finish this all up, let me give you my impressions of the 20-mile drive that I took. I felt like I was part of the future. I really did. I've been waiting for features like this for almost 2 years. When I first bought MIDI, I dreamt of stuff like this. A car full of technology and amazing software. And every step along the way, it's getting better and better and better. We're getting closer to full self-driving every single version, it seems. And this newest step towards full self-driving is amazing. I can't wait until you get it on your car. And of course, it's got some growing pains. So join the rest of us that are trying it out. And of course, be safe, whatever you do. Please be careful with it. Make sure that you don't assume that it's going to do all the right things yet. We're on our way to full self-drive. Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening, and always remember, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. Talk to you next time.